My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast on the dark side of astrology. So what does that mean? What are we talking about here? There's some secrets and shadows I'm going to expose. It's not exactly it, but my intention of today's episode is to go into that realm of the things that we don't always talk about or think about or look at, and that are not so much in the up, in the positive, in the productive, in that realm of what Western society focuses on so much, which is great. It leads to so many great things in the world. And it can lead to this sort of disowning and disconnecting from our depths, from our true self, really, from our full expression, because of a fear of being down, a fear of being unproductive, a fear of being lazy, a fear of allowing yourself to just be and not be doing something. So this is more in this realm of the ancient Indian teachings and the Eastern philosophy and the Eastern way of being, where things are not so regimented, so structured, so perfect, where we always should be trying to do things and get things done and measuring our worth and value based on our productivity and output. But if you've ever been to India or live in the East or been around these cultures, you've experienced how things like time are not so rigid, and you might have an appointment for noon and they don't get there until 1 or 2 or whatever. Everything is a lot more fluid and a lot more dynamic. At the same time, there is still this energy of transcending, looking towards transcendence, moksha, liberation, like trying to go up and out beyond the physical form. And especially the way that we've interpreted all of that in the Western society and used all those resources of ancient India and look at them, and we see this model of ascension. And ascension is great, but it is oftentimes it can be a detriment to our true expression, our true selves, and in connecting to our feelings. So the dark side of astrology is using astrology as a way to just go up and out, to just be productive and focused and driven, to just be doing things. And how can I use this to increase my income and improve my health and optimize my relationships, which I do talk about, and I offer that on the surface. That is what I'm doing as an astrologer. At the same time, every time I do a reading, every time I look at my own chart, when I work with people, I'm also looking at the possible negative expressions of things and the ways of being with those energies. Like, for example, if somebody has a lot of Ashwini energy in your chart, and right now, as we're going into 2023, there's a lot of Ashwini energy in 2023, which is an initiating energy. It's a driven energy. It is this sort of productive, focused energy that's coming in a little bit later in 2023, not in January as much. But that energy is coming, and you might have that in your chart. You might have a strong Ashwini energy in your chart. You might know somebody who has this. And one aspect of that is being very productive, starting a lot of things, getting stuff done. But there is a dark side to that. There's a dark side, a shadow side, a negative side to everything in astrology, everything in the universe. The universe is mostly made of dark matter, which we don't even know what it is yet from like a scientific perspective. So there's this whole mysterious, not understood yet, maybe misunderstood part of ourselves, part of the universe, that oftentimes we might see that as bad or a problem or something to escape or get out of, to the point where we don't even have any relationship to it anymore. Like, we've disowned it. We've stopped focusing on it. We've stopped putting attention on it. The thing is, that thing is always still there. Like, we have past trauma. We have past childhood wounds. We have mistakes we've made, and those will show up in our relationships unconsciously until we make them conscious, and now we can work with them. So all of this is along, what I've been talking about so far is along a vertical path of spirituality. And again, the dark side of astrology is using that vertical path to only go up, to try to go up and out. And it is baked into a lot of the Eastern philosophy. There's so much talk of moksha, of liberation, of like breaking free from the cycles of samskaras, of conditioned responses and patterns. And there's a lot of Western corollary terms for that, but essentially it's becoming aware of what's happening in our lives, why we're making the choices we're making, how it's related to maybe childhood wounds or past thoughts or past actions, and seeing that connection. And then you have a choice. And there is another form of spiritual path that is on the horizontal plane, which I've actually explored a lot, but I haven't really talked about a lot on the podcast. But we're all in some realm of that horizontal plane, which is relational. It's the people around you. It's your friends and family. It's if you have children, if you have any relationship in your life, it is in that realm of the horizontal, of interacting with what's here on the physical plane of Earth and eventually beyond Earth even. But it's still that relational energy of like how you show up in relationship versus how you show up when you're just sitting in meditation in solitude. If you're single and you just sit in meditation, that is one spiritual path, and it's quite easy relative to that, arguably, to be in your own space and just in a contained environment and do your practices is awesome. Always recommend doing that, even in relationship, of course. But then when you go into relationship with others, they can push your buttons, they can trigger you, that you can react to them. You can lose that sense of connection to self and start focusing on the other. And now you're in the horizontal realm where you can go forward or back. And you can go forward to try to create with this person and collaborate with them, or back into regressing into old patterns and behaviors that are harmful to yourself or others. And there's no judgment with any of this, but it's being aware of where you're operating and where you're working. And a lot of times, again, we're focused on just going forward and what's next and what can we create in this relationship. And if something is wrong, it feels like a major problem. And relationally, you might feel like it should always be going forward, and you yourself should always be going up and transcending and ascending. And of course, when we do that, there is a dark side that we're not acknowledging. And just like the moon has this perfect rotation with the Earth, where we only see one side of the moon, we only ever see one side of the moon. And that's where like the Pink Floyd album, The Dark Side of the Moon, and all sorts of stuff about that. But there is this element to ourselves where we are always going to have a shadow side. No matter how much work we've done or how self-aware we are, there's going to be things that we don't see. And it really helps to have relationships, friendships, mentors, guides who can help us see those things and have awareness of them and how to work with them. And for me, over the past week, I've taken some time away from my work and my podcast, just doing that work myself and going into some things that have come up as we've gone into this new year. I could really feel a shift in myself of some childhood patterns I needed to address and childhood trauma and things I needed to address and go into deep therapeutic work to address those things. And when I would try to just, okay, I'm just going to be productive still, there's this strong resistance in my body that says, no, it's not the time for that right now. We need to address these deeper things. And again, the shadow side, the dark side of astrology, and using any of these spiritual resources, self-help, spiritual development tools, is thinking, no, that's in the past. I don't need that. I'm done with that. I'm just going to focus on, setting goals, going forward, being intentional, and not address going backwards. And the truth is, in astrology, there are retrogrades almost all the time. And right now, as I'm recording this, there's a lot of retrogrades happening. And I always say, like, Mercury retrograde is one of my favorites because I have such a strong Mercury in my chart, but also because the nature of modern Western society is very mercurial. There's a lot of the air energy and a lot of quick movement, a lot of business ideas and exchange happening all the time. We're being exposed to hundreds of advertisements every day. There's a lot of Mercury energy always going on. So those 3 to 4 times a year when Mercury goes retrograde is beautiful. It's a wonderful respite from this forward action around business, commerce, trade, ideas, learning, all the Mercury things using our intellect. So it's a time to go back over what have you learned? What decisions have you made in your work, your career, using your intelligence and discernment, your practices in communication and with others, like what things are working, what's not working, what's unresolved still that you can go back and address, the passport to renew, letter to send, emails to clean up, you know, all this kind of Mercury stuff every time it's retrograde. So it's built in to following the transits. When we really sync up with the universe, there's built in these times where it's ideal to go back, to not go forward and up, but to go down and back. And if we don't, we're missing out on so much. It's like if you have a garden and weeds come up and you just keep trimming the weeds. Okay, I just cut those weeds down. They just keep coming back because you haven't gone into the roots of those weeds and pulled the root out. And same thing with actually growing something you want to grow. Like you got to make sure the roots are set up right and you know, everything is sort of set up for that to grow and flourish. And when we have these retrograde times, it's the time to go back and to address those things. So ultimately, my intention with this podcast today is just to give you full approval of wherever you are. If you're in a phase of creating, building, growing up and out, awesome. If you're in a phase of going down and back and addressing old childhood wounds, that's beautiful and wonderful too. And in a lot of these spiritual circles and astrology and other circles, there is often this strong emphasis on just the up and forward and out, transcendence, and even just having awareness and consciousness sometimes is used in that way of like having different levels of consciousness and you're more conscious or less conscious, which is arguably true. Yes, you might be more aware of different things in yourself, but it's not about transcending and escaping, but transcending and including. And I've experienced in this kind of phrase and philosophy, it might be helpful of the more you go down, the more you can go up, right? If you want to know how tall a building is going to be, look at how deep the foundation is that they're building. And if we don't address the down and go down, it's going to be a lot harder to go up. And the thing is, they're always kind of growing in tandem. So as you're going up, your shadow, your dark side is actually growing in power as well. Like if you grow in power and influence in your career, you've got a dark side that's also growing in power and influence that can become out of control. And we see this a lot with like celebrity stories and people who get this overnight fame and then they have a huge crash, right? There's an important element here of expanding your capacity of your nervous system, of your awareness, of your presence, to be able to hold that sensation of growing and expanding in this realm, and also having time to like process and digest that and slow down and be in stillness and quiet, and to be able to hold all of that in your nervous system and in your field where it's sustainable and not just going to crash. And that's why I'm so grateful. Like my growth in my own business has been slow and steady over the years, and I've had those phases of ups and downs, and not these like huge giant peaks up or huge crashes down, but it's been pretty steady and consistent growth. And that's my ideal. And our bodies are always craving homeostasis and trying to create homeostasis. So when you make a drastic change, like if you say, you know, I don't exercise at all, and now I'm going to start going to the gym 6 days a week and for an hour and a half, your body is going to, like a rubber band, kind of snap back. Like it's just not sustainable. But if you build up towards that, it is totally sustainable. And approaching all of our growth in that way is like slow and steady progress forward and up, but also progress back and down of healing childhood wounds, of healing relational patterns, becoming more conscious of these patterns that come up that you might not have noticed, allowing yourself time to be lazy, to rest, to recover, to do things that are not productive and not focused on output, but focused on your own rest and recovery and what nourishes you. And not having any shame or guilt about that as best we can. But I think that is the most spiritual path. I mean, the word spirit, it can be used and misused in a lot of ways, but I think of it as it's coming from the Latin, which means essentially the God within. Like when we are breathing, we are allowing the sort of the spirare, the spirit, to move through us. So that's where the Latin word of this comes from. And there's so many words in Sanskrit as well, like the jiva or the atma. And this is our essence, our true self that we're trying to come back to. And that is a dynamic expression. Just like in our day, we have our heartbeat, we have our inhales and exhales, we have our circadian rhythms, we have ultradian rhythms. For women, you have a menstrual cycle. We have all these rhythms and cycles in the body of on and off, on and off. But it's just in the Western world, especially in America, where like we barely, most jobs barely have any sick time or time off, that we just focus so much on up and forward, growth, expansion, which is great. It has a lot of benefits, has a lot of positives, and that can create that bigger shadow, bigger dark side where we don't address the things that need to be addressed. And times like retrogrades are a great time to go back and do those things. But really, anytime you intuitively feel you need that, like if you're going through a Sati Sati, when Saturn is transiting over your natal moon, that's a 7.5 year period where this kind of work is more important and more potent. Or if you're going through the Saturn Dasha or the Ketu Dasha, these are times as well where these kind of things can be very beneficial. And the universe is essentially pulling you in that way. The energy of the stardust in you and the cosmic energy is happening. It's like it's pulling you in that way to go within, to do the deeper work. And if you have any sense of like shame or guilt about it, that is sort of baked into a lot of spiritual paths. And some even outright will say things like that, that it's not okay to be down or to not be productive or not be focused and driven. But I really just want to encourage and use this podcast to give permission to be where you're at. And as I'm recording this again, early 2023, as I've talked about in the Mindful New Year course, this is like a slow start going into the year. It's not really going to feel like the year started until about January 21st. And this is a great time for that kind of energy. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere or whenever, you know, wherever you are, when you go into the winter season, as the days get shorter, the nights get longer. And again, a lot of society like is just pushes forward as if the nature around us is not changing. And we can get the same fruits and vegetables all year round, any supermarket, pretty much anywhere in the world now, almost, in westernized countries. And just kind of be out of sync with nature and be out of touch with it. But I really encourage like Ayurvedic practices to sync up with the seasons. So like in your summer season, you're eating more cool, wet food like coconut water, watermelon, things like that. And in the winter seasons, you're eating more warm, grounding, nurturing foods like soups, potatoes, root vegetables, things like that. And as we sync up with nature and our diet and lifestyle choices, our exercise choices, it becomes easier to do this and easier to see that it's built in all around us. Like everything in our experience here on Earth that we've come from is working in cycles. Like there's a point in the Northern Hemisphere and the summer solstice, wherever you are, and the summer solstice when the day is the longest and the winter solstice when the night is the longest. And I think it's part of why, as humans, we're so interested in this battle of good and evil and the sort of back and forth between them. And all of our computers, everything digital, everything that I'm saying is being translated into ones and zeros, on and off, yes and no. And there is this sort of binary to the universe, and there's, you know, space in between that and millions of possible, endless possible expressions between. But it really comes down to that really essential basic bit of we can go up or down, we can go forward or back, and we need both, right? We couldn't have a computer where it's just all 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Everything in the coding is ones. Doesn't work, right? We can't have just daytime forever. You know, we'd be a completely different species. The Earth would be a completely different place if that was the case. So it allows for us to live and thrive. And it is just like part of our nature. It's who we are, to go up and to go down, to go forward and to go back. And when things are retrograde, it's a great time to go back And when we're in the winter season, it's a great time to go back and down into these deeper practices. And I do my best here on the podcast to talk about, you know, every placement can have a positive, negative, or neutral expression. And I try to speak to as well the challenges of things. Generally, I do focus on the positive of like what you can influence, what you can control in your life and the choices you make, and how you can bring out the best of each transit. And I think that's important. And sometimes bringing out the best of a transit means going within, turning things off, shutting down, just like being in your space, being in quiet, being in solitude, taking space from friends and family if you need to, like doing things that kind of break from what might feel normal or safe or easy, taking time off of your work, things like this. So I feel very fortunate to be in a place where I've created a business where I am able to do that and able to take time off when I need to, but also incredibly grateful for you for listening to this podcast. And I'm just grateful to have this resource to get to share astrology with you. And hopefully this gives you a perspective you might not have heard before, you might not hear from other people, and you might not have thought of as much, where it's just kind of baked into modern new age philosophy, spirituality, astrology, this idea of always trying to go up and forward and better and more and improvement and things like this, which again, I love. They're great. And just as much as I'm doing that, I'm also taking time regularly to rest and recharge. And there are some things that I got behind on and hadn't taken care of and just got backed up on and needed some extra time for myself to do those things, to handle those things, to handle personal matters, to go into some deeper work, deeper therapeutic work, and do some deep healing myself. So I have more to share here on the podcast. And the further down you go, the further up you can go. And if you're not willing to go down, it's going to be a lot harder to go up, and vice versa. It really goes both ways. And it's important to find that oscillation, that wave-like movement through your life of what that means for you. But if you feel like you just need some time, especially here at the beginning of 2023, was this like slow start kind of energy to the year, then I encourage you to do what you can to find that time, to take that time. And when you feel intuitively called to do those things, to do those practices or not practices, to drop the practices, right? I'm not rigid about these things. And I find, you know, in my own spiritual path that the more rigid I am, the more life is kind of drained out of it, right? Like if I have this idea that I need to water my plant and put it in the sun for this exact amount of time every single day, and then I see that the leaves are starting to turn brown and it's starting to die, it's like, I've got to adjust. Like, I can't just say it's supposed to be this way. I'm going to follow this routine because that's what I said I was going to do one day. Now I got to follow it for the rest of my life as I watch the plant die, right? We got to follow life. We're not following a system. We're not following a rigid way of being. We're following where life wants to flow. And we can't control that. We can control how we respond to it. We can control how we work with it. And we've ultimately got to be in relationship with it and working with it and not trying to be too rigid about it or too controlling about it or say it has to be this way. And that applies to everything. It applies to your hobbies, your career, your relationships, your own personal growth. It's not about being rigid and controlling and saying there's only one way to do it. It's about finding what is the way now, what is true and resonant and relevant now that is going to be life-giving and following where life wants to flow. And sometimes that is down and slow. And you might have this feeling. I've had this feeling before where it's like you try to get out of bed and it's just feels like the universe is just pressing you into bed. Like, don't get up. And I really trust those things. And I feel like some of my most challenging moments in life have been when I did not listen to those voices or those intuitive calls of like, go here or don't go there or do this or don't do that. Those messages are coming through everybody. Like, some people have more access to them. Like, if people with Mercury in the 12th house tend to have like really good access to that kind of thing. I don't have that. But I think that we all have some access to that intuitive, instinctual survival thing. Right. If we were out in the wild and our ancestors, you know, you just intuitively know, like, where to go, what to do, when to eat, when to move. And as we tune into those things, this all becomes a lot simpler and a lot less about following any particular way of being. And in my podcast, and my intention here on this podcast is really just to tell you, okay, here's the weather report. Here's the energies that are going on outside of you that you can't control. Like we can't control that happens, but we can control how we respond to it. And that's very empowering to me. And that's what I wished existed for years with Vedic astrology. So that's why it didn't exist. So I created the podcast. And hopefully you find it helpful as well as we go through this next year ahead. And we're coming out of what has been a very challenging couple of years. And things are shifting a lot. So I'll be talking about that in the next few episodes of like how to work with these energies coming up. But ultimately, it comes back to that awareness of what's happening within you. Where are you at in your own personal cycle? That could be your life cycle, menstrual cycle, relationship cycle, some patterns you're working through, of just having that relationship to yourself to know, like, okay, it's time to do nothing. It's time to lay low for a little bit. Or it's time to really be out there and be meeting a lot of people and be socializing and not be a hermit, right? Or maybe it is time to be a hermit, but only you really know. And then you can know the energies going on in the universe. I'll tell you about that here on the podcast. And then you can know how you want to respond to it. And that affects everyone differently, affects you, you know, based on your rising and moon sign. You can see what house that's in for you when that transit's happening, like Saturn going into Aquarius. You know, if you're Aquarius rising, that's in your first house. If you're Pisces rising, that's in your 12th house, you know. So you know where these transits are and like what house it's affecting. So what area of life it's affecting and how to work with that area. And especially, you know, something like that example, like Saturn going into your 12th house is certainly a time that's favorable for deep meditative practices or going on retreats or things like that. But you have a different placement. It could be a very different kind of expression and different energy to work with. But I do my best here on the podcast to tell you what's happening, how you can work with it. And if you find it helpful, you can leave a review in Apple Podcasts. I'll be sharing more coming up, reviewing 2022, planning for 23, and the major transits coming up this year. So you kind of know what to expect, know what energies are shifting and in the collective, in the universe, and then know how to apply that to your own personal path and adapt to your path and really have full approval and permission to have times to just be, to be down, to be sad, to be introspective, to not be perfect. And that allows you to be true, to be yourself, to be connected to what is alive in you and possibly heal lifetimes, generations of trauma, possibly heal patterns that seem impossible to work with that are creating blocks in your life that you might not even see the connection until you take the time to slow down and connect with those. I'm always doing that work. And, you know, I got a little backed up on that myself, needed some extra time for that. But I think it's really important to this kind of path. And it keeps it very true and grounded. And it keeps us from just like floating off into the ethers and thinking everything is just love and light all the time, which in a way I do think it is. And at the same time, it's also fear, anger, frustration, doubt, insecurity, and darkness, and we're lost and we don't know, right? That happens too. That is part of the human experience. Ideally, we do our best to have tools to navigate those things as they come up and work with them rather than just like letting them take hold of us and lead to sickness, you know, poor decisions, harming ourselves or others. But we find that connection to what is true in us and what needs to be addressed, and we can heal it. And it comes from that going within and allowing space for the ups and downs. In my opinion, you might agree, you might disagree. I always say, you know, take what works, leave the rest, and test it for yourself. And as we go through this year ahead, to allow yourself space to be up, to be down, to be forward, to be back, to be wherever you are. And that is perfect. And trust that that is perfect. You are where you need to be. And hopefully this gives you some perspective on your own path. All right, thanks for listening and look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast.